It really is. You know, of course, the son Jesus is different. You know, Jesus is part of the Trinity, and the Father called Jesus his beloved son in whom he is well pleased. You know, Jesus was not created by the Father. He already was one with the Father.
Mm.
You know, now as for Judas and Jezebel, I mean, like, he loved them as much as he loves all of his creation, all the people that he's created. But, of course, you know, it's too bad they chose the way of sin and death. You know, Judas betrayed Jesus to his death, and Jezebel led God's people into idol worship. But God still loved them. He punished them for their sins, but he loved them. I mean, like, it must have grieved God to send them there, but obviously he can't tolerate sin. And this is why, you know, we see Judas and Jezebel are both in hell. We see Judas's fate in the book of Acts when they called the 12th disciple to replace Judas. Acts 1, verses 24 and 25. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas has left to go where he belongs." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias, so he was added to the 11 apostles. So, you know, there was still love, but God had to punish sin. You know, these were unrepentant hearts.
Mm, that's true. I remember hearing someone say something, you can't really, you can't make God love you, like, more or less, but you can also, you can dictate how pleased he is with you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, or is that just far out there?
No, no, that's not far out there. I mean, like, God loves us as much as he can.
Yeah.
But we can fall in or out of favor with God, for sure.
Mm, there you go. Well said. Hey, thank you so much for that question. It's an interesting perspective and angle. I like it.